To hell with it. With news. We don't need to do news. News can wait another time.
I forgot Steve wasn't even going to be in today, so at the last minute, I put a newscast together, and now I don't even have to do that. My life just got a whole lot easier.
Because in the studio with us right now is comedian Rob Schneider. He's going to be at the Hookie Lao tonight.
Yeah.
And his Netflix original series, getting ready for season 2, Real Rob, 21 days, 20 hours, 25 minutes, and
That's
40
right.
seconds.
You got
according
it.
To your website. Good to
That's
see you.
That's right. We have the countdown on the website. That was not easy to put up, by the way.
Who is the female lead?
My wife.
That's your actual real-life wife?
Yeah, it's cheaper this way. And she's great. I figured, come on, you'll have fun doing it, hon. So it's the second season. She's doing great.
It's not one of those things, though, where you're spending the whole day with her and then you got to go home at night and deal with maybe what you were dealing with during the day?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
So how was your day at work? I don't know. You were there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't you remember how much you yelled at me?
She's great, but I felt bad for her because she was like breastfeeding during the between takes and stuff, but she did a great job. I'm really proud of her. And I knew she was going to be great, so she just had to have the confidence to do it, and I can't wait for people to... she wrote it with us.
Yeah.
So it just made sense for her to do it, and it's fun. You know, my favorite thing is some of people who watch the show go... Yeah, she's. We really like the show, but the woman playing your wife's too pretty for you. And I went, yeah, well, that's my real wife. Thanks a lot, pal.
Doesn't mean they're wrong.
No,
they just didn't know that it was your real wife.
And it's kind of like a reverse I Love Lucy. I think I'm like Lucy, and she's like Ricky Ricardo. That's the way I'm explaining it to people who are over 70.
You think shit? Well, I got news for you.
That's my audience, baby.
It's very. Appropriate in this room.
So having, you know, part of your family involved in the TV show, and there's a lot that's been going on with Rob Schneider's family in the last couple of years. Your daughter had, Elle had a big hit with X's and O's. I mean, that's very, very cool.
She hasn't asked me for money in 2 years. That's amazing.
You're asking her.
Yeah, I know. No, she's doing great. I'm happy for her, you know. Wasn't easy going to school, you know, when Deuce Bigelow came out. Dad, why didn't you tell me you were going to show your butt again, you know?
Again.
So I know. Yeah. But she's doing great. I'm really proud of her. And she's got a new album that's going to come out soon. I just heard it. It's fantastic.
Now, how many kids do you have?
Three.
Three kids.
Two little ones, and I got Ellie.
Now,
which one's breastfeeding?
Well, the youngest is
right.
Madeline. She's not quite a year old yet.
Ah.
Now,
It's great being an old dad. You have a lot in common with kids. You know, we both wake up. We have no idea where we are. Need help getting out of the tub.
Nap 6 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Cry for no reason.
Now, you mentioned the Deuce Bigelow thing.
Yes.
And your kids, you know having that be a part of your dad's life. I got three teenage girls, and they don't listen to the show for various reasons. But
there you go.
Do you ever find that there's ever like residual effects other than Deuce Bigelow about the work you do and also
some of it?
Kids?
I mean, I think it was embarrassing for Ellie to be like 13 when those movies came out. You know, I do think it was kind of. In some ways, it was I'm sure fun for her, but also like you know not fun, and also being a kid of a famous person is not something I can recommend. You know, you want to develop your own life and your own friends who love you for you and or whatever. So it's all tough. It's tough being a kid anyway.
I'm looking at your internet movie database. I didn't realize how much voice work you do.
I did a lot. I'm trying not to do it anymore. But
really?
I did it. A lot of friends of mine, and they would buy like, we just bought this movie from China, we want you to come and fix it for. And I'm like, all right, no, I don't do them anymore.
Oh, they're not really American movies?
Some of them aren't. They just basically, it's already shot. I mean, some like Norm of the North was the one that we did, and the director didn't really listen to me as much as he should have. He cut out some of the good jokes, and I'd just tell him, those guys, hey, you need jokes. That's what it's all about. Don't cut out the jokes, you moron.
But they were one of those, we wrote it, you read it.
Well, he just, you know, they think they know more.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've been doing this for 30 years. I mean, you know, I trust the funny.
Do you not enjoy that kind of work, though?
I mean, I like some of it, but like, nah, I won't do it anymore. Yeah. I mean, unless I write it or unless it's something that's really, really good. I'm not going to just try to fix somebody's crap anymore. You know, you know, it's like, I got my own crap I'm trying to fix, baby. Hey, come on. But the thing about Netflix, which is the greatest place to ever work for an entertainer, I said I want to do 8 half-hour movies, And they said, well, because they liked the first season. And I said, so how long is it going to take? You know, 6 months? I said, I think it's going to take about 2 years. And they said, okay.
Really?
So it took me about almost a year and 9 months.
What is a half-hour movie?
It's basically a teleplay. Like if you watch a sitcom on CBS, it's 20 minutes and 30 seconds.
Right.
You take a crap, you miss half the show. You know what I mean? Yeah. You take a crap during my show, you only miss a third, baby. You know what I'm saying? that's how I'm judging it.
Do I at least leave the room?
Yeah. You come back, you still got an idea what's going on. Hey. I don't know why I'm doing Rodney Dangerfield.
Why not?
I don't want to tell you. Why not? Hey.
Again, you're playing the 70-year-old men right now.
Yeah. So anyway, but what it is like, I really like loved John Cleese and Fawlty Towers and Monty Python. He was nice enough to meet with me before I did the shows and gave me some advice. And I just wanted to you're gonna love these shows. They're just they are half hour movies. I don't know how else to describe it. And
yeah.
It was really fun how we got to play it, and then. We try to do it kind of evergreen, so it's not stuck in any particular era. But like things that happened to me, like my wife would say, you know, what else happened to you, in her Mexican accent, and I would tell her, well, no, because we're trying to come up with stories. I said, well, I hit a guy one time. What do you mean? Well, I was driving on Sunset Boulevard and I hit a guy, and he was fine, but like he rolled over the car, and then the police were way more interested in how I was doing. Than the guy that I ran over, because I'm famous. And so the next thing you know, we're shooting it on Sunset Boulevard.
He was a pedestrian you hit.
Yeah, he was a pedestrian. Yeah, he flew over the car. He was like 7 feet tall. Luckily, he had a beer in his hand. I thought if that was his head, he's dead. You know, it's one of those things you just can tell.
Mm.
You know, the thing about, you think about like, you know, in the back of your mind, if you ever killed somebody, you know, could you ever mentally get over it? You know,
yeah.
I ran over and looked at the guy and I'm like, okay, yeah, I can get over that one. But anyway, the police came and they were way more concerned about me. This is in episode 4 of the first season. And they said, Mr. Schneider, are you okay? You know, when you hit a pedestrian, it's very stressful. Would you like a glass of water? Or don't I? He's like, sit down. Here's my phone number if you want to call us.
Has anybody checked the vitals on the guy in the street yet?
Nobody.
Nobody.
I swear, they were all over me.
Excuse me, sir, you're in Mr. Schneider's way.
That's right. Yeah. You mind, Mr. Schneider has to go this way.
There's trouble for that guy, and let's get Mr. Schneider some water. It was fantastic. But anyway.
Rob Schneider is in the studio. I want to ask you a couple questions about Saturday Night Live. You were on from 1990 to 94, right?
Yes.
Who was in the cast?
All
at
I
that
remember
time?
Is that people telling us that we sucked. David Spade, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, young man named Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, Senator Al Franken. That's all I can think of. Right?
So even though, you know, critics and some fans would say, well, that sucked, every single one of the names you just mentioned,
Norm MacDonald,
have gone on to bigger
and
better
things.
Yeah,
we did all right. We did okay.
You all wound up doing
it. We did
it
all right,
very
baby.
Well.
We did okay. Hey.
I'm looking at the guest list for your entire Netflix show, and yeah, Norm MacDonald is on there. Now, who casts the show?
My wife and me. I just called Norm and said, hey, Norm, come on down and do this for me today. And so he did the episode where I, what happens is my wife wanted me to get a vasectomy. And so Norm tells me that, he had one, so he's going to talk to me about it. And he says, one of the things that, you know, you look up on the internet, you know, and it says that you can get these things called sperma, enoma, whatever. It's basically, it could just... It's if it goes really bad when you get a vasectomy, it could basically eat your brain or something like that. You know, it's very rare, but the sperm attacks your brain is what it's my dumb understanding of it from my junior college education.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I meet with Norm, and the whole time he's acting like his brain is being eaten. You know,
by sperm.
By sperm. Yeah. So he just can't concentrate and anything's like. Yeah, anyway, and then Norm, yeah, my brain is, anyway, who are you again, you know, so it's just, he's just a genius.
I that's exactly the way I would describe him. I've seen him a couple of times live.
Either he's a genius or we're just very silly or something. He's just, he's incredible, though.
He's brilliant.
He says things that, like, you think, but you would never say.
Yeah, right.
He's like, you ever find yourself lying? And then you realize, wait a minute, There's no possible way I can benefit from this lie. Why am I lying? Like, hey, you see that new Star Wars movie? Yeah. Like, wow, that's a twisted guy. When I have sit with Norm, I go, you're just a criminal who just found another job, isn't you? Yeah. You're just a murderer. I hadn't killed anybody yet. You're like psychotic. I love
Did you see the John Stamos roast?
Yes.
That he was on?
Yeah, he's just a genius.
It was hysterical. And yeah. Nobody on the dais knew for minutes, well into the act, whether he was joking or not.
Yeah.
It was great.
He just, he's a special talent. And he's one of those guys that, like, I'll always work with. And I'll always just, because, like, you know, I always tell the audience, because we've been performing, me and him and Adam Sandler, we did for a while. We did some arena shows, like for like 5,000 people or 10,000 people. And I would tell the audience, hey, because I was the MC. I like MCing, you know. I said, I come out and go, hey, you never know which Norm you're going to get. And that's the Norm you got. But he's brilliant. He's got his new special on Netflix, too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
He talks. And then he forgets some of his jokes. I work with him. He forgot some of his taglines that are really funny. He said, you know, the difference between, like, you know, taking pictures now and, like, you know, like, you know, 110 years ago you took pictures. You know, you get one picture your whole life, you know, and it's like, I ain't gonna get back to them hogs. How long is this gonna take here? I get it. Them hogs are waiting on me. And then he says, and now it's like, what are future generations gonna say about us? You like to see 300,000 pictures of your uncle?
I just took them.
Right.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Was not, I did think hey,
I just took it a second ago. Here it is there. Yeah, it just happened basically just now. Here you can look at it. There. Yeah. I will be doing my own act at
you
the Hooky
Lounge. Yeah, that's all right. You can do his
my own actor. Maybe some Norm here. Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's doing your stuff somewhere tomorrow
I
night.
I hope so. I hope so, baby. You're all right. I got a lot of jokes.
So you worked with Chris Farley during that time. I went to college with Chris.
You did.
I went to college.
Madison?
No, at Marquette.
Oh, Marquette, right?
He
right.
I actually went to his brother.
I can't believe he graduated.
We all were kind of stunned he graduated. I think they kind of helped him along. I knew his younger brother. He was in my class.
Which one, Kevin or John?
Kevin, the one who's acting now. But I guess, you know, from my perspective, Chris was an enormously talented guy. But you could see there was like this fireball that at some point it inevitably had to burn out.
Well, you know, he's been gone now for 20 years this year.
Wow.
And next month it'll be 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's still just like yesterday to me. It's like, you know, he had enormous appetites for a lot of things. And, you know, I don't judge it as like I used to and think about it before. I mean, we just miss him as a human, as just a person that was just a lovable guy and just happened to be like this most hilarious person. He was like a ballet dancer in a linebacker's body, you know? I mean, it's like, or I should say one of those chef shows. I mean, there weren't those chef shows back then. But he was just a special human who you were always guaranteed to laugh 5 times every time you saw him. Sometimes really hard, and sometimes, you know, you just never know. And, like, at the same time, he was just, you know, had some issues. Like, he would come to work, and he had, like, 40 stitches on his elbow. I said, what happened to your forearm there? And he said, I got a little mad at the lady. Yeah, next thing I know, apparently the window of my apartment's breakable. Anyway, how was your weekend? It's like, well, I didn't get stitched up on my forearm 40 stitches, you moron. But I love the guy, miss him, and like I said, just, you know, sometimes those bright stars burn out quickly.
Yeah.
Is this the way you live? We were talking before we came on the air here. You just flew here overnight from Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's right. Get off the plane, get to work.
That's the kind of thing I would expect to hear from the opening act.
Well, no, but you know, though, I mean, I if I'm going to do this, like if I said, like Chris Rock is the one who talked me into doing it. Adam Sandler tried to talk me into it, but Chris Rock said, you know, you should just go back and start doing stand-up. But we did a movie together 8 years ago, Grown Ups with Adam Sandler. And every day he talked to me, and he always had such a great angle on everything. you know, I remember he was talking about some football player and who was cheating or something, got caught, and he said, you don't spend the night. You do your business, you go home. What are you spending the night for? You're like, oh my God. I never thought about it. So anyway, and I said, I don't know what I talk about, Chris. He said, just talk about what you talk about with me now. Just talk about it. And then so I finally took, I said, I don't so know. And he said to me finally, you know what I think? I don't think you like money. And I said, all right. And so, but I mean, it was as far as like movies and stuff, it became a challenge. I mean, truthfully, I'm 50. So like, you know, they're not making like those romantic comedies. Let's go see those two 50-year-olds make out in the movie. You know, it's kind of gross. You know, I'm a little old for another Deuce Bigelow. I'm going to keep the shirt on and the pants on at this point. So, but stand up, I mean, it's an interesting time. I think it's a, obviously, I mean, it's like you can, I mean, like, it's easy to write jokes now. I mean, like literally like the DACA, you know, the Dream Act, you know, and then like hearing people like, first of all, I mean, and then Cher says, you know, if those dreamers, she's opening up her house for dreamers. And I said, well, I've always dreamed about strangling Cher. They write itself, these jokes. And they're like, I'm going to open up my house for other dreamers. They can open my house. I mean, getting over the gate is up to them. They got to get over the gate. And then I got dogs. But if they can get in the house, they're welcome. You know, the jokes they write themselves these days.
Yeah. You're going to be at the Hooky Loud tonight, Foxwoods tomorrow night.
Yeah, baby.
And in Boston at the Wilbur, I believe.
The Wilbur, baby. These other ones are practice shows for the Wilbur, let's be honest.
There you go. Yeah.
The Wilbur's the serious one.
Sure, Foxwoods will be happy to hear that.
No. Yeah, right.
I heard the Foxwoods room is beautiful. I'm very excited to be there.
And the Hooky Loud is a great room,
and
too.
And the Hooky Loud's got great food, and it's fun to, you know, try to make people choke on their food while you're doing your act.
Is it fun to do a show while they're eating?
People are ordering my favorite is when they're ordering the spare ribs. Can I get some more spare ribs? What does it take? Hey, Rob, can you get me some spare ribs? Table 42 over here.
Like it's the stage, backstage, and the kitchen. You have a direct line to the kitchen, so you can get
definitely
them ribs.
I definitely have a microphone, which could hasten the rib delivery process.
If you're lucky.
You're lucky, baby.
Well, Rob, we appreciate you coming in
this
tonight.
This is it. This one pretty damn good, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was excellent.
Come on, baby. You know, this is all right.
When we heard it, like, you know, we're expecting like 6:45, 6:30. We're thinking, you know, how ready is he going to be at that hour of the day? But no, we really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me down here. Hey, had a good time here. Anyway, I got to get back them hogs. Yeah, how long is it going to take this radio program? I got hogs to take care of here. Got to get back them hogs.
He's going to be at the Hooky Loud tonight and the Real Rob Season 2.
Real Rob
on
Season 2, September 29th on Netflix. It's a monster. And then I got to get back them hogs after that.
Rob Snyder with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.